When I posted an article on this topic a few weeks back, one longtime hockey coach told me he never, ever color-coded his players. Hi, this is Dennis Chigasola, author of How to Coach a Young Hockey Team. And while it surely takes all kinds to make the world go round, like the guy I mentioned in the opening, I think most sane coaches feel it helpful to have players color-coded for their practices. Actually, a guy named Michael Holubowicz started me on this subject when he wrote to ask me about his idea for a new way of color-coding players. That might be a little difficult to explain here, so I'll leave a link to my article on that in this episode's show notes. What I'd like to do today is explain a couple of ways coaches usually color-code players during practices, no matter the coach's budget. Contrary to what that other coach thinks, it can be frustrating for players and coaches to match units against each other without dressing differently. I don't care if we're talking about forwards attacking defensemen on rushes or five-man units of forecheckers working against groups attempting their breakouts. Things get messy in short order, and it's difficult to spot which players are supposed to be doing what if they're not color-coded in some way. I've used a few different methods when I knew my team didn't have the funds to get fancy. In some instances, I'd ask parents to dress their kids in a specific colored jersey. Within a few years of playing, most kids have a bunch of differently colored jerseys in their drawer or closet, so that usually isn't a problem. At yet other times, I'd ask parents to either purchase or dye a large-sized t-shirt a certain color that could be worn over a regular jersey. In many instances, the latter approach would make it possible to even swap jersey colors for a portion of practice without needing much changing time. Let me go on record, though, as saying that I absolutely hate pennies or pullovers. All I can say is that they just don't do it for me. Oh, I might use them for a brief time when working on the power play, for example, but I'm really not crazy about the small area they cover. Then, in recent years, I've distributed jerseys a little differently than most other coaches. Just so you know, the standard way of color coding has forward lines wearing different colors, like having a red forward line, a blue line, and a green line. The defensemen often wear a neutral color, as in all of them dressing in black, with the goaltenders wearing their own separate color. That's not how I do it, though. No, I long ago borrowed an old Soviet hockey idea by assembling my players in five-man units. In other words, a group of three forwards and two defensemen form a unit and always practice and play together. And instead of having lines and D pairs, I have five-man units. Quite obviously then, each of my three or four five-man units dress in their own colors. No matter how a coach does it, however, I think it's imperative that players be color-coded for their practices. I mean, they need to be able to look around and quickly distinguish between the good guys and the bad guys. And while I'm making a big deal out of the shirt colors today, I've talked to a lot of elite-level players who say they actually pass to socks during game action. Okay, winding down here, I'll remind you again that I'll put a link to the article where Mike Holubowicz describes his new practice jersey concept. And while I have a small photo of that here, There are bigger and better pics of his jerseys over in that CoachChick.com article. So, I'll catch you over there.